we need to connect the dots in regards to what's happening here on Earth. We need to connect the dots in outer space. We need to connect the dots in the solar system. If you looked at the stars and looked at the planets, well, they're kind of like dots, and there are many connections out there, most of them invisible. In fact, most people are not even aware there are the artificial spheres out there, the architectural spheres. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, call me and tell us what you know about the architectural spheres that exist, invisible in the regular spectrum of seeing, but they exist. And the call-in number here is 888-627-6008. Better than a secret agent. And just let me remind everybody, the burden of proof lies equally on those who want to knock something down. You say it ain't so? Well, I'll say, okay, where's your proof? That usually shuts everybody up. Okay, there's a national security issue going on. I have to talk about it. It's called chemtrail spraying, or simply the spraying of poisons on every human being on this planet, and everyone in America. The planes are everywhere. Just look up in the sky and you will see them. Maybe one day out of the week they're not up there. Hey, the pilots have to get a day off now and then too. But it's a national emergency here. The people who are supposed to be watching out for us, they've got their heads in the sand. Or they're whatever, they're out there, I don't know. They're couch potatoes at home and they never look out the window. But they are letting us down. They're supposed to be on top of this. What is there anybody working for the National Security Agency? Or are they all hanging out at the airports annoying people? I mean, this is a national security issue. This is more serious than crazy people sending nuclear bombs to us. Like a certain so-and-so over in a place called North Stupidville, whatever the name of that country is. Anyhow, it's a national security issue. Go on the internet. Everybody's talking about it. That's concerned, and you should be concerned too, because your life is at stake. Your children's life is at stake. Your parents' life is at stake. Every human being's life is at stake because of what's going on. This is like the most terrifying science fiction movie ever put out there, coming alive. It's happening now, and isn't science fiction. It's a horror story being perpetrated against the people of Earth, and the Earth itself, too. In case you didn't know, the Earth is a living entity, regardless of what some idiots might have told you. Go out there and experience nature. The Earth will let you know it's alive. They ought to teach people that in school, but of course the school is a mind-controlled operation to brainwash the children into doing just what the mind-controlling government wants them to do. They want to give them so much knowledge. In fact, we ought to just close the public schools at the point it is now. I mean, it's good for a social aspect in some cases, but not all social behavior in school is good. The bullies are still there. The authorities don't have to deal with the situation. Good kids get picked on and abused in school. So why don't we even just cancel schools? Because your kids can learn more at home off the internet than they could ever learn in school. I'm sure it's fun to socialize, but we don't need school to have social or groups and things going on. Let's use a little common sense here. You know, we got to take control of our own lives here, because the authorities are asleep at the wheel, as the saying goes. Let me just go through a list of things here, because we need to remind ourselves what's going on. It's bad. Let's start with kind of like, we don't want to go back too far. Let's just go back to World War II. Well, right after World War II, our dear government, who was supposed to be looking out for the interest of the American people, had the audacity to engage in secret pacts with Nazis. And we're talking about the horrible Nazi doctors that experimented on people and tortured them and everything like that. I believe it was officially called Operation Paperclip. Plenty of information on the internet out there if you're not familiar with it. And let's just jump up to the future. What do we got here going on today that says that bad things are looming? Secret underground tunnels being dug in the U.S. 24/7. I mean, we don't, you know, they probably have so much now they have to make road maps for the people using them, the secret military people that get to use them. We've got fracking causing earthquakes and poisoning of local water supplies. And, of course, the chemtrails, which are poisoning everything. And it's getting in our food supplies, getting in our water. We're consuming the nanoparticles. You know, they're loading them up with insect DNA. Some Frankenstein doctor wants to turn humans into half-breed insect humans. Remember the movie from a long time ago? Whether you've seen it or not, we've all heard about it. The Fly. Well, there you go. A preview of what was coming down the pike years later. You know, I don't think they'd put it together. They put the humans and the insects together just like in the movie there. But they have their ways. I mean, they have genetic sequencing now. And they have test tubes to grow things in creatures, yeah. Of course, these creatures will never have a soul because a soul has to come from God, and these Frankenstein doctors, it's impossible for them to give something a soul. Of course, they never bother to think about that because most of them probably don't understand that people have souls. They obviously don't have one anymore, or they shut it down either of their own volition or stupidity. Or others shut down their soul as soon as they started working on the project. They shut it down with frequencies, made it, put it in stasis. And there's more. Hey, there's the conspiracy to lower every human's vibration. A perfect example, well, before I even go further, the conspiracy to lower every human's vibrations. And this is something we can connect the dots in. Most people don't realize your breath is half your life. Hey, I said it before, I'll say it again. This is an educational program. And we have to educate ourselves as to how to connect the dots and get 2 and 2 to equal 4 and understand what's happening to us, because none of the bad things are happening by chance. Every bad thing happening to the human race now is part of a gigantic plan to weaken us, destroy us, and eventually eliminate most of us. Don't believe it's not. If you don't see that happening, it's only because you're not looking or your face is glued to the TV screen, the big mind-control monitor that is brainwashing you with garbage. In fact, everybody needs to go out and see that movie, They Live. 1988, Roddy Popper stars in it. It's called They Live. And that'll give you a good idea of what you're looking at and picking up subliminally out of your TV screen, out of the billboards outside, out of every advertisement you look at in a magazine. This is being, through carrier waves, this is being sent into your subconscious mind. It's high-tech science. So if you can't understand it, find some people who can explain it to you. It's a reality. And if you were a couch potato sitting at home, boy, are you getting brainwashed the more time you spend watching. Hey, that's why they called it the boob tube originally. People were onto it back then. But now it's the super boob tube, except it's not a tube anymore. Now it's just a brainwash machine disguised to look like a TV screen. Well, we got to tell a few jokes here. What else is happening that we should be concerned about? And things we're not even thinking about, but I think about them because I'm good at connecting the dots. That's why I came up with the name for the show. That's why I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory. The book, so filled with information, it'll make a smarter person out of anybody who reads it. Looking at the pictures alone will increase your intelligence level. And boy, do I have some classic, not classic, one-of-a-kind pictures there, breaking new territory of what we can capture with cameras. The only way you'll find whether I'm talking the truth or not is buy the book. It's available everywhere. What's stopping you? Please. You know, take some initiative. Do something for yourself. That's your responsibility in life, not mine. It's your responsibility. Do something for yourself. Educate yourself. You know, I've learned a tremendous lot firsthand experience in life, but I also learned a lot by looking and searching for truth and reading other educational books. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, traffic jams are being created on purpose to create anxiety. I live in the New York metropolitan area. And when I drive over there to that place called New Jersey, I mean, there's a state where every road, superhighway ends in a bottleneck. You know how things narrow down at the end of the top of the bottom? Well, that's their idea of working traffic in that place called New Jersey. They got 6-lane highways, they got 12-lane highways, and at the end of those big roads, it all goes down to one or two lanes. I mean, for real, this isn't just a joke. This is how stupid things are being done, you know? And just go out there and do your own investigation. You'll see. why is there a continuous traffic jam in the Los Angeles area all the time? No matter how many cars on the road, all you need is more exits and exit ramps, and that'll solve the problem. Where's the highway planning? Obviously controlled by people that want to create anxiety. More time, hours you spend stuck in traffic, they're cheating you out of your life, out of your precious time. You know, when you cheat somebody out of time, there's no way you can pay him back. It's one of the few things in life you can't get back. No one can pay you back your time. And all these traffic jams are stealing your time. And they're creating anxiety for many people in them. There's no reason for that. All it takes is a little planning, and I don't care how jammed the freeway is. If you put enough exit ramps on there, when it starts to jam up, people will get off and take alternative routes. This is common sense. Why isn't it being done? It just goes to show how over-controlled everything is. I mean, I in the past, I've called up cities and volunteered, like, let me help your traffic planning. And, of course, the usual epidemic non-responsiveness, nobody ever gets back to me. Nobody is even cares. You know, as far as I get is, okay, we'll take your message and pass it on. Yeah. If we could do a video on that, I'm sure the messages get filed under G for garbage. They go in the basket right away or in the paper shredder, where they're not even taken. People on the phone just lie. Because it's easier to lie than have to write down a message or convey it. This is where we're at today. Let's not kid ourselves. This is reality. Sure, there are a few good people out there that follow up on things and pass things along, but most people are pretty much lazy, and they'll take the easiest way out every time. They have no ethics. You know, ethics has to be taught, really. Not everybody's born with it. Some people learn it at home because they come from an ethical family, but majority of people come from dysfunctional families, and they're not learning anything good at home. That's why proper be if you know if we're still going to keep the public schools when the kids show up in the kindergarten, first grade, second grade, they have to be taught how to get along. The main lesson should be how to get along with different types of people, because that's the problem when you have a society like America. You have so many different groups of people in it. Children are coming from homes that are all do things differently, and then they have to deal with people that don't know anything about how they've been working through life. And the social order of things is the bullies start taking control, because the bullies understand that might is right, and they push their way upon the others who are more tolerant. How it is, the situation's not being realistically addressed. I talked about this when I ran for president back in 2012. You know, somebody asked me a question. I had a radio show back then, too, in relation to education. And the same thing I'm saying now, I brought it back up then. You know, if you don't solve the problem of making sure everybody learns the lesson of how to get along with people that are not too much like them at all, the bullies will rule, and if you don't have it solved by the second grade, forget it. It's too late at that point. The chaotic social order of school just manifests in what has already been laid down. And that's the reality that needs to be dealt with. That's why I say at this point in time, it's better everybody just keep their kids home and learn off the internet. You know, we can devise other social functions for people to get along with people their own age. And that's the truth. There's more for us to be connecting the dots with. But here's a little public message warning. Smart meters. If you got a smart meter on your house, get rid of it. Even if it costs you more money to have your meter read by hand, have them take it out, disconnect it, and take it out and throw it in the garbage, because it's destroying your health. Of course, they didn't tell you that, but the information is out there, and you're getting warned again tonight. The other alternative is move to a place where there aren't smart meters. And of course, you know, what makes this situation difficult is the fact that all the people who become members of the city council, they become money-orientated, and they've been sold that, hey, it saves money or something like that. And these people who join these councils are just total idiots. They're either power-hungry people or, you know, whatever. It's another sad situation. Connect the dots on it. That's how it is. I've investigated all these things. Helmet laws. Here's another bad news situation. Helmets can be used to brainwash you. Did you know that? Come on, they've done plenty of science fiction movies with this already. Yeah. Do you really want your kid going around and with a helmet while he's riding the bicycle and receiving bad frequencies? Because the helmet will be an attractor of that. Anything has a dome shape is a you know, it can be used as an attractor of frequencies. You know, I started noticing that there are so many buildings around the world that have domes on them. And I started thinking, here it is, I am connecting the dots. Like, why do all these buildings have these domes on them for? Every country in the world has them. Every government has them. And when you do a little multidimensional get a little education in multidimensional physics or in practical physics, you understand that the dome has certain principles that can be used in a negative fashion for those who are under the dome or even those around the dome, because you can beam things off the dome and then cover a big area. You know, this is connecting the dots. We need to think about these things. And I'll give you a perfect example. In fact, I'll give you a couple of them. Look at Washington, D.C., which I told you in other shows. This is a mind-controlled city. The world's largest obelisk in the center has a pyramid on top. This is why you want to get my book, Connected Dots Theory. It explains how pyramids can be used to broadcast. This is a known scientific fact. You can prove it to yourself. I've told you back on other shows, but let's not get into what I've told you in the other shows. Just take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. Buy a book on pyramids, and you'll see their attraction and broadcasting modules. They turn on automatically, and they're there for anybody to use in any way they want. And the dark side, the world controllers know how to use these things, and they've isolated every frequency that can affect your brain and cause you to think this way or that way. They can make you sad. They can make you happy. They can make you angry. They can make you frustrated. And they can do it all through a pyramid, broadcasting through a pyramid. And then, of course, well, the pyramid's there in the center of Washington. Not far from it is the Lincoln Memorial, nice dome structure. Well, they can use that pyramid to spread out bad vibrations, hitting that dome, and it'll spread out further like a sprinkler hose, you know, when you adjust it, and you can get a wide span on it. Well, these things are being used against the human race, whether you know it or not, and you can't prove they're not. And like I say, my statement, I have it in my theory, in my philosophical chapter of Connected Dots Theory. It mentions the point that the burden of proof lies equally on somebody who wants to disprove something. You don't think I'm talking the truth here? Well, call up on the call-in number and talk your proof of how I'm not talking the truth. But be wary, because I don't allow people to manipulate a conversation. And I can back up what I'm saying, because I have the knowledge, and that's why I'm out here talking about it. You know, it took a lifetime to get the knowledge that I'm talking about, but now that I got it, and once you get knowledgeable and you know you're hitting the nail on the head, you know what you're talking about. And let me see, I'm going to give everybody out there listening something to think about and connect the dots with. You know, suicide. We hear it all our lives. We know people that have committed suicide. Now, when you think about it, does it really make any sense to want to commit suicide? Sure, we all get frustrated sometimes to the point that we want to throw our hands up and say, oh, God, I don't know what to do. But that's giving up too easily. Actually, everybody can find a little help if they just look for it. But the mind control sophistication, if they want to target somebody and influence them in committing suicide, if you're a weak-minded person, they'll get you and cause you to do that stupid act. You know? There's nothing to be gained by committing suicide. You're here on Earth to learn and give it your best shot and uplift yourself spiritually. You know, that's the evolutionary process that the real God cares about. He wants you to evolve spiritually, not monetarily or any other way, because the way to God is only through evolving spiritually. This physical reality, you know, people have said it's an illusion, but it can be a pleasureful illusion when we behave properly, treat each other with fairness. Earth can be a wonderful, beautiful place. I've had a grand, wonderful life because I learned the ins and outs and how to have a good time. Fortunately, many people get victimized from childhood, and it never stops, and they never learn the shame that's going on that keeps them in their misery. And that's why we need to connect the dots, so we can free ourselves from all the controls that are making our lives difficult. And once you've freed yourself and understand what's going on, you're never going to think of committing suicide. Never. Because you understand it doesn't make any sense. The opportunity that all of us have here on Earth, there's probably no place in the universe like this planet. For a million reasons, some of them good, some of them bad, but there's probably no place in the universe like this. So you better appreciate every moment of life here, because when you leave this world and have the opportunity to go to somewhere else, that's right, there is no real death, except for those who want to be totally evil, and then you'll have your judgment day. And there is actually a court system in higher reality. We've been told this already. The information is buried by the people who got it. They didn't know what to do with it. Yeah, it's been put out in books, but at the same time, it's not advertised. It should be on the front page of every newspaper. Here's the lowdown of what we've been told about how the universe really works, whom the real God really is, and all the bullshit that's been told everyone on Earth for a long, long time. We've been told all this already. It's out there. You know, I came across it, and that's how I know quite a bit. Because everything on this world has been monitored from the minute life started here. And we don't have to, it's fun to discover things. In fact, that's what we do on Earth. We rediscover things. And one of the ways to rediscover a truth is by making connections, connecting the dots. And so anyhow, back to, like, it's, you know, Earth is, this is the most unique place in the universe. So, you know, there, I cannot believe there's another identical place like that. Sure, there's plenty of identical human-type creatures, and, you know, we've been told that some of us have had the opportunity to see them and meet with them and converse with them, and but it's a limited amount that we get to do that, because that's not what Earth is supposed to be about. Earth is supposed to be about, you know, discovering here, learning how to get along, and making the best of one of the most unique places in the whole universe. And I'll tell you right now, I could be wrong, but my prediction is, you know, well, first of all, I know that all of us, when we finally move up to reality here, or we pass away and go into the afterlife and wake up there, and we get the opportunity to go to other worlds to learn lessons and evolve, because that's the way it works. That's part of the big plan that none of the religions tell you, because they're all compromised too. As soon as any religion has ever started, the adversaries come in and sabotage it, you know. I connected the dots, and I came up with that statement that sums it up. And I don't believe anybody can prove me wrong with my conclusion on that, because it makes sense. And it's important to make sense. You know, that's how you define truth. When things make sense and no one can dispute it, and when an argument against you or come forth with some proof to prove you wrong, then you know you're right. It's that simple. So anyhow, this is what I predict, that we have some unusual things on Earth, mainly because the truth has been kept, so much of real truth has been kept from us. And I think one of the examples is the automobile, the combustion automobile. I don't believe they've created anything as polluting as that ever. Free energy exists. We're all beginning to find out about it now, that Tesla had actually invented different aspects of free energy. And, of course, he was taken over by the world control people, and his life was destroyed, and a lot of his research regarding free energy and energy weapons was taken, and it's under the control of the secret world government now. And there's plenty of people out there working on free energy now. And of course, they've all found out that if they decide to go public and mass produce this, that they're going to get a visit by the people who represent the energy companies, because the energy companies are in the business of making money, and no, they don't want anyone cutting into their profits. And that's the way it is. I've said it before on other shows, I'll say it again. If anybody out there listens and knows somebody who has small free energy devices for just like what you would need to either run a car or run a small house, contact me because I have ingenuity. I know how to bring these products out on small scale to the point of where the big energy companies are not going to worry about it. Because if you do things on a small scale and you don't do mass advertising, they're not even going to know what's going on. And we ought to start doing that for ourselves now on a small scale, and then eventually maybe most of us will have free energy cars and free energy houses. And that's the best approach to get this stuff out here now. I mean, as the old saying goes, there's no better time than right now. But if I don't get contacted by these people, I'm not going to be able to add my two cents to the picture of how to go about doing this without getting in trouble. It doesn't take much, just a little ingenuity, and this can be done. We can start bringing out these free energy machines tomorrow on a small scale, and believe me, that won't catch the eye of the big companies. Everything will be fine. Well, so much for that. By the way, hey, this is a call-in show. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. The next thing I wanted to say is something that I bet nobody knows. Did you know that in the country, again, this is an educational show, in the country of Austria, you can vote at the age of 16. That's right. At 16. And that might be something we would be good for us in America here. Of course, the only way that's going to happen is the lawmakers have to change the laws and give 16-year-olds the right to vote. And I think it's a good idea. Because it would change the whole thing of voting. And, of course, the machines have to be fixed, the voting machines. I've called up towns before. I've called up state governments. And this, I started on this maybe 15 years ago, if not sooner, because I had figured out how to have a voting machine that couldn't be hacked. Impossible. The secret? No, I'm not going to give out the secret. I get paid to do it. I'll go out there and do it. And then everybody will have access to voting machines that cannot be tampered with, period. Not as difficult as you think. It's, again, it's ingenuity. But no sooner than I started knocking on people's doors and saying, hey, you know, I figured out how to do this. It was the old unresponsiveness and the old, I'll get back to you. And nobody ever did. And, or the con job. Well, send us your blueprints and then we'll get back to you. Yeah, sure. And that's what I found out, that really, the people in government, they want machines that can be hacked into because they can learn how to hack and get elected by good hacking. I mean, that's the sick world we're in, you know. Instead of people in government being decent people really looking to serve the public, you know, I think at one time in America there were some people like that. There's close to nobody like that nowadays. Politics is, you know, it's all about money. You want to run for an office, there's people running for offices, they pay $50,000 a year, and it costs them $2 million to win the election. Now, why would they do that? Well, they're planning on making that $2 million back while they're holding the office, and maybe an extra $2 million profit. And this is how it is today. sad, but the American idea of government has been compromised. It's no good anymore. You know, it's been sabotaged to the point that it just doesn't work. So, you know, I really don't want to hear any more of these people getting on the news and talking about the forefathers and how great they were. Yeah, great for their day, but that was then and this is now. And the people back in the late 1700s didn't know anything about what's going on today, nor could they even dream of what is happening and how things went. They came up with one of the best plans around for those days. But if you look at American history, you'll see that within a matter of a short few years, the whole system is beginning to get compromised already. I mean, the Alien Sedition Act of our second, put forth by our second president, the second U.S. president, where a law was put into effect that if you talked against him and his agendas, you could be put in jail. Does that sound American? That's in violation of all the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but he got away with it and people went to jail and paid heavy fines. So we have the proof right there that no sooner than the American government was set up, it was being taken down by the adversaries, whomever they were, the world controllers. And no sooner than the government was moved to Washington, that was the beginning of baby mind control, you know. The markers were there already, laying out the city at a kilter with the directions. That's why you need to buy my book, because I believe I'm the only one that finally connected the dots and caught on to this, that these are marker points for the started with the false gods and the their bloodline, who are now the part of the world ruling groups. That's one of their control markers, 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal direction. So it was planned out to take over the American government back in the lane out of Washington, D.C. And, of course, the Masons got involved in this. And, you know, I'm not saying Masons are bad people, but there's a lot of mind-controlled Masons out there, and the ones at the top are definitely mind-controlled, and they are vigorously pushing forth the agenda of the world controllers and using their knowledge and intellect to put forth a world control government of which they believe they're part of, whether they are or not. And this is reality. You know, start looking into it and connecting the dots for yourself, you'll see. And then, of course, we have the blurring of truth conspiracies. Oh, my God, there's so many of them going on right now. The most recent one is, if you watch, you know, I watch regular fake news, too, or regular fake TV, because there's a few shows on there I like. Usually I like watching some of the shows of the past or anything science fiction. That happens to be my favorite science fiction. But in between the shows, there's the commercials. Now, the recent one that I that I have connected the dots with that is there, it's, you know, designed to confuse the watcher. We actually have bank loan company calling themselves HARP. Well, now, that's just too coincidental to be happening without, and they don't use any reference to the musical instrument harp. They just call it harp. And that's to confuse people who are unaware of the harp program in Alaska that's being used to heat up the ionosphere, which really creates global warming, and broadcasting microwave frequencies that are detrimental to the health of people. And it's only good purposes for the military. And, of course, the military has big pull and big say in this country. And, you know, it's worked in conjunction with the chemtrail planes. That, by the way, that's the we could say, as far as the military is concerned, that's the one redeeming factor of chemtrails frame. It helps them with their radar and broadcasting of negative energies. So, never mind killing the planet and the people. You know, that's acceptable casualties as military people sometimes look at. And this is where our world is. That's why it's one of the reasons it's so difficult to get rid of this chemtrail program. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, the easiest way, I've got the plan to do this the easiest way, with the stroke of a pen in less than a minute, and it has to do with my plan to tweet President Trump, king of the executive orders, writers, and all of us need to get together. We need to get the number up to the millions to tweet the White House, the President of the United States, maybe even the Vice President, too, and just keep tweeting daily, asking the President to sign the executive order to stop the planes that are spraying the poison, to ground the planes that are spraying the poison. And I've chosen those words because it would be better to just make it as simple as possible. We all understand that poison is bad. And the information is out there that the planes leaving the chemtrails are spraying. There's poison in these clouds that are floating in the sky, clouds of nanoparticles. They're loaded with poison. So it's better to ask to ground the planes that are spraying the poison than to ask the chemtrail planes, because the masters of misinformation will just counter the word chemtrail and say, oh, no, that's contrail. Yeah, they've been doing that routine for years and fooling people for years. So when we say the word poison, they're not going to be able to discount that so fast. They're not going to be able to use that contrail excuse anymore. Hey, strategies have to be clever, and I've got a good one here. So, and to keep it as simple as possible, because I envision when school starts that the school children can do something useful by young kids nowadays. They love using cell phones. They love taking pictures. They can take pictures of the chemtrails. It won't be hard. You know, just when they're out on recess, just point that camera up, take a picture, you know. They learn early nowadays how to send these pictures and send it to the president every day and send a request, you know. I mean, I can just envision it, that it'll be more meaningful when little children ask in the conversation that little children might use, please, Mr. President, stop the planes from spraying poison on us. I've seen them every day. They're spraying poison on us. They're making me cough. I'm getting rashes. Please stop these planes. We know you can do it. Please help us. Now, this is, you know, President Trump is a human being, and I believe he eventually will begin to have some compassion, at least for the children, because he has children and grandchildren and all that, and realize, yeah, this is something he can do. He may never be able to convince the Congress to do anything, because he's not as slick as he thought he was when dealing with uncooperative people and losers. Most of the Congress, they are losers. You can call them losers and stuff. But he has proven that he knows how to write an executive order, and regardless if anybody is behind him or not. And so I say it's a great plan, and we got to do something, and it's a real plan. It's a plan of action. It's a plan of participation. And we can actually all come together with this plan because we're all getting poisoned. All of our lives are at stake. And it's a good lesson for the kids to learn that, you know, when your life's at stake, you have to stand up and do something. So pass the word. Tweet President Trump daily. Please stop these planes from poisoning us. Ground these airplanes that are spraying poison on us. Well, that's about as simple as it gets. But if we don't do it, it's just an idea. You know, we have to go beyond the first step. The first step was the idea. The second step was taking the action. And the finality will be when he finally signs the executive order. And then the military or whatever will have to follow his decree, whether you like it or not. And that will override the power-hungry people in the military that want to keep this insanity going for the sake of the radar and the use of the high-tech weaponry. And that's the plan, Dan. So, back to the blurring of truth. I said it in another show, but I'm going to say it again. Because we need to break away from the things we have been the paths we have been led down that we should get off. Stop talking about left and right. These are generalizations. We talk about things political. The left, the far left, the right, the far right. This is generalizations that blur truth. You know, people are individuals. Don't ever call me left or right or any stupid term like that. You know? Left or right has to do with directions in regards to which way you're facing. And that's where that left and right should stay. As far as where your thinking is and what you support, it has to be spoken in a detailed fashion. About if you're talking about somebody or where your ideology is. Which reminds me that I figured it out a long time ago because I've been connecting the dots for a long time. It's not so much the ideology that matters, but it's the implementation of the ideology. Because I'm a clear-minded thinking person, and know how to solve problems and work out difficult situations, I could make any system work and put in the proper safeguards. You know, communism could work if you put in the proper safeguards. The big problem is the same thing you have with democracy. I mean, republics. There are no real democracies. Let's talk the truth here. You know, communism could work if you had the proper safeguards. The problem with all of the ideologies is you can't trust humans. So none of them are going to work if you don't have the safeguards in place to deal with human beings that can't be trusted. And that's the bottom line right there. Socialism could work too. But the only way it'll ever work is if you take out the factor of the people that can't be trusted. Those are pretty hard things to do. Now, I said it on a couple of my shows already. The direction that's best for the American people is a majority vote decides all referendum government. the elected governments that we've had since the inception of the United States have proven themselves to be untrustworthy. So what's the point of continuing with the system that questionable people get elected to an office and we can't trust them to do the right thing? I mean, if we thought we could trust them, when they get elected, we find out, well, they're susceptible to bribery, they're susceptible to blackmail, and they get easily compromised. So the system in this day and age, with all the sophisticated tools that the adversaries who want to control everything from behind the scenes don't have the interest of the general public in this day and age, a republic is not going to work. And we know ours isn't working. So the closest thing we can come to a democracy is a referendum government. And if we have elected officials, they should not have the right to initiate a law or lead us in any direction because they simply can't be trusted. They've proven that 1,000 times over. You know, if we have 535 people or whatever in the Congress and we can only trust 5 of them, what's the point? The other 530 that can't be trusted are going to do the wrong thing. So why do we want to support a system like that? Doesn't make any sense. I mean, the time to act is now because we have a president that is willing to go against anybody if he believes it's a good idea. That's why we should tweet him every day. First, stop the poisoning of the people. And then we'll find something else to do after that. But on a more local level, a state level, we need to start badgering the governors, most of them which can't be trusted, to give us our referendum government. Now, the Congress is never going to give us a referendum government because they're too addicted to their positions of authority for which they have to do nothing, basically, except pretend they're doing something. I mean, do we need any more proof? I mean, here it is, more than halfway through the year, and the Democrat Party has done absolutely nothing. They're all getting paychecks, and they haven't put forth one good thing to help the American people. Not one. So, I mean, I'm doing it on the show now. I think they all ought to return all the money they got paid. They all return that to the Treasury, and we'll take that money off the bill that America owes. And, of course, why is America in debt to anybody? Who do we have to blame? U.S. Congress. How could they allow this to happen? Well, easily. They take bribes. They don't really care about the American people. And they don't know how to make good decisions. This is the reality. Let's face it. So I'm calling, you know, whether they hear me or not, but maybe you can pass the word, or maybe somebody will start tweeting tomorrow or calling their friends. I'm calling for a constitutional convention. And we the people want a constitutional convention to create a new Declaration of Independence that puts in the safeguards to protect us from our so-called elected leaders and take away their authority and give it to the people and the representatives whom, if they really want to serve the public, let them follow our commands. Hey, Ross Perot told us this back in 1992, you know? If you can remember, he said it publicly. The American people have to start acting like the bosses. Well, I'm putting forth that same idea. And there are those of us out here that know how to do this, to take command of the situation. And anybody listening, hey, it's a call-in show. Throw in your 2 cents while we're here. while there's still a few minutes left. Call in number is 888-627-6008. I think you probably remember how to dial in the phone, I guess, if you're listening. It was just an idea. But talking about taking command of the situation, this individual talking to you through the radio here today, just in case you forgot, I'm using this radio show as my home base for running for President of the United States as a 2020 write-in candidate. That's it. Doing it the hard way, but that's the only way you can do it when you don't have the money. And that's the only way I would do it anyhow, because I'm really against political parties. They're the problem. If you can't see that, you're not looking. I've said it before, I'll say it again. They're the only people to blame, the political parties, mainly Democrats and Republicans. That's why we have all the problems in America today. These are the people that allowed all the bad things to happen, and they're continuously allowing the bad things to happen, and they're not lifting a finger to really solve anything. Look at the health care fiasco. One stupid plan is as bad as the other, and they're all expensive, and they're really not even trying to solve the health care plan. You know, I'm on Twitter now, and go out there and check out my tweets. Tom Edison Prez, that's my ID, we can say, on Twitter. And if you want to see how qualified I am, go to my, I still got most of the information on my 2016 run for the presidency. Just pull it up, you know, punch it in. Tom Edison, 4-F-O-R, president, 2016.com. I got about, when you get to the page, there's about 12 listings down there, and just hit the first one, and it'll take you to the site is still up, and you'll see my agendas, and you'll see all the sensible things I'm talking. And I've got some real good ones, you know, the putting college kids in charge of scientific analysis of things, because the government scientists can't be trusted. We all should know that by now. They just continuously lie to us. CDC doesn't even want to investigate chemtrails when the evidence was brought to them already, and they just refuse to investigate. I wonder why. I think they're being told not to investigate. By whom? The people that want the chemtrails going. Secret military groups, Monsanto company. That's why they invested all the money in developing genetically modified seeds that can grow in a toxic environment. Hey, you see how it all fits together? Unbelievable. Sickening, but unbelievable. But believable. it's almost funny. Oh, and I almost forgot our wonderful Supreme Court. These bunch of idiots, you know, I'll tell them they're their face. You know, I guarantee if they all stood on one side of the room and I was on the other side and I started asking them questions, they wouldn't have the answer to one tough question. And these are the people that are allowed to make decisions. Plus, they're all appointees, which means they're stooges. You know, that's something, that's the least the Congress could do for the American people. Change the law that every Supreme Court justice has to be approved by a majority vote of the citizens who vote. And I think that should be done Monday. Forget about the health care thing for a while. They should do that Monday. And we all should start badgering them to do that, because these guys don't have any clue of what the truth is about things, and they make bad judgments, and they have the audacity to pass up on things that they say, oh, well, we're not going to look at that. Oh, no, we're not going to look at that. Maybe we'll look at yours, but no, we're not going to look at yours. And they shouldn't be allowed to do that. It doesn't make any sense. If they're the Supreme Court, they have to take every case. If it's too much trouble, well, just resign and we'll find somebody who doesn't have a problem with taking a lot of cases. And let's not forget their stupidity of looking at everything, looking for a precedent first in order to make a decision. That is so, so stupid. And let me explain it to you. If you're going to base your decisions on a decision that was made in the past, you're preventing our society from evolving. Because in order to evolve and grow, change, to grow necessitates change. To evolve necessitates change. So you can't be looking solely for precedents. Sometimes it might be applicable, but they make a steady diet of this. That is retarded and stupid. And I'll challenge them any day on that. Of course, they would have the guts to stand across the room from me and be questioned, because they don't know anything. And when they start hearing the tough questions I'd ask them, they wouldn't know what to say. But I make that challenge. I'll do it anytime, any place, anywhere, just to show everybody what a bunch of idiots these guys are. I don't care how many years they spent in school, law school, or anything like that. Their method of interpretation, their thick-headedness of going for precedents, looking for precedents first, and lack of fresh thinking is sickening. And they are part of the problem, too. And their lack of knowledge that they make their decisions upon. These people are idiots. Total idiots. And they're allowed to make decisions that affect 350 million people, whatever our population is now. Nah, it's wrong. You know, the best thing all of them do, because I've heard some of the decisions, the best thing all of them can do is resign. We need to get fresh faces in there that win the approval of the general public. And that will be a start for a real democracy. Well, I think I said all I can. You know, at least if you listen to me tonight, you know that there's somebody talking here that has intelligence and has vision and knows about fresh thinking and is able to connect the dots to spot all the log jams and stupidity. So anyhow, show's coming to an end. Watch out for the note creatures. It's my acronym, N-O-T-E, note. Not of this earth creatures. Watch out for them. They're sneaky. The evil ones will take advantage of you, and they're out there. Plenty of testimonies out. And that's about it for tonight. Go out there, follow me on Twitter. In fact, the easy way to get there is just punch in last year's website, Tom Edison, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, 4-F-O-R, President. 2016.com, and you'll get the page where there's about 12 different things on there, and one of them is Tom Edison on Twitter. So, because I'm putting good ideas and wisdom out there every day now, and so we're going to end the show now. We're going to hear the instrumental end of one of my rock and roll songs, followed by the first song off my, what can we call it, philosophical CD, social commentary CD called Songs Better Than Dylan. And if you it's too difficult to mail me the $10 to the address that's located on the radio station, the use PayPal. Just make sure you do it right so I can get your address and mail it to you. You won't be disappointed. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here we go. The countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.